So let's review. The Gemara earlier cited the opinion of Ula, Biya b'mikdash ma biya. Entering the mikdash while tamei with only part of one's body is also considered entry and forbidden. The Gemara now seeks to find support for Ula's opinion in the following braisa. Kol asmiches shahayusham, kaira aliyin ani tekev lasmicha shchita. All karbanas had smicha performed immediately before shchita. Chutz mizu shahisa b'shar nikunar. Except for the smicha on the carbon of the mitzayir, which was done in Shar Nikonor, the eastern gate, because since the mitzayir could not enter the azara until his karbanos were offered, the carbon was brought to Shar Nikonor, where he performed smicha, and the carbon was then returned to its proper place and slaughtered. The Gemara asks, La'il yodiv lismich. Rebbe holds that shchita is performed in Safin Hazar, anywhere in the entire northern area of the azara. David the Mitzvah should be allowed to put his hand through the northern section of Shar Nikonor to perform a smicha in Safin Hazara so that the carbon could be slaughtered immediately afterwards. Apparently, this was not done because Biya b'mikdash shma biya. However, the Gemara rejects this proof in two possible ways. Hamani, Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Yehuda, Da'amar, Merachik Tzafin. This price reflects the opinion of Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Yehuda, who says that only the area directly opposite the northern side of the Mizbech is considered Tzafin, and that is more than 22 amas away from Shar Nikonor. Therefore, even if the Mitzayir would extend his hand into the Azar to perform Smicha, some time would elapse until the carbon would be taken back to Tzafin. Furthermore, we cannot suggest Le'avid Pishpish, they should make a small opening in the Tzafin wall to allow the Mitzayir to put his hands inside there, directly in line of the Mizbech, because the Pasuk says, Hakol b'ksav miyad Hashem alai hiskel, kol malachis hatavnis. The Mikdash was built according to the Navi's precise instructions, and any changes are forbidden. Alternately, Rebbe. The Brice indeed reflects the opinion of Rebbe, and Shchita can take place anywhere in the entire Tzavan of the Azara. However, Kala Semich Reisha Verubay Machnes. In order to do Smicha, one must enter the Azara with most of his body, because Kol Koyche Be'inan, one must lean on the animal with all his might. Therefore, it's not a case of Bia B'miktzes, but a full Bia, and is forbidden. The Gemara now returns to discuss the Brice and suggests several explanations why the Mitzara cannot enter the Azara. Smichas Asha Mitzara Dairaisa, but take the Smicha Shchita Dairaisa. The Mitzara is obligated Minatar to perform a Smicha, and the requirement to perform a Smicha immediately before Shchita is also Minatar. Therefore, Minatar, Leiva Lismach Lehedid Rachman Amar. It is permitted Minatar for the Mitzara to enter the Azara to perform a Smicha properly. Nevertheless, Mirabanan Gizerish Meyarba Bepsias. The Rabbanan forbade this out of concern that he might take unnecessary steps in the Azara. Therefore, he stands in the doorway, and there is a break between Smicha and Shchita. Smichas Asha Mitzara Dei Reisa, Vetekev Le Smicha Shchita Lab Dei Reisa. The Mitzara is obligated Minatar to perform a Smicha, but the requirement to perform a Smicha immediately before Shchita is not Minatar. Therefore, the Mitzara cannot enter the Azar to fulfill a requirement Midrabanan. However, the Gemara refutes this approach from the Braisa cited earlier on the Aflamid Beis. Ma Smicha B'Taharim, Av Shchita B'Taharim. Just like Smicha must be performed by some Tar, so to Shchita must be performed by some Tar. The Gemara asks, B'Tmei Nami Meshkachasla. Some tamei can perform smicha outside the mikdash, since the obligation to slaughter the animal immediately after smicha is only midrabanan. Smichas asha mitzara lab dairaisa, v'tekev lesmicha shchita dairaisa. The mitzara's obligation to perform smicha is only midrabanan, but the general requirement to perform smicha immediately before shchita is minatera. Therefore, the mitzara cannot enter the azara to perform smicha, merely a rabbinic requirement. The Gemara Daf Lamed Beis Mabeis challenged the ruling of Rish Lakish that biya b'miktzeh shma biya. From the ruling of the Braisa ruling that when a Tful Yom puts his Bahainis inside the Azara, he's not liable for Karas. And Ula offered one answer there. The Gemara now offers two more answers by citing two alternate explanations of Rish Lakish's ruling. Le'inyam Malkus Itmar. A partial entry is only liable for Malkus, but not for Karas. Le'inyam Tami Shenoga B'Kodesh Itmar. Rish Lakish never held one liable for partial entry to the Azara. Rather, his ruling concerned a Tami who touched Kodesh as he ruled elsewhere. If a tummy touched Kaidish, he's liable to Malkus, as the Pasuk says, Bachol Kaidish Leisiga, forbidding a tummy to touch Kaidish. However, Bi'echanan Amar ain't alike, he's not liable because Ahubit Trumaksiv. This Pasuk refers to touching Truma, not Kaidish. As Rashi explains, Leisiga ad Melois, Ava Mishmeluhu Yomehau Tiga, Afil Mukhasaris Kapara. The Pasuk says that after immersing, the tummy becomes a Tful Yom and is permitted to touch Kaidish. This must be referring to Truma because it is still forbidden to touch Kodesh while one is a Mechusa Kippurim, still awaiting the atonement of his Karbanos. Additionally, Rashi explains, Ein Mazhir Min Adin. We cannot make a Kavuchemer that if one is liable to Malkus for eating Truma, he is certainly liable for Kodesh because a Lav must be stated explicitly. The Gemara cites another ruling from Rish Lakish that is also derived from this Pasuk. Azhar Lo Eichel Basar Kodesh Minayin. Where does the Torah warn against eating meat of Kodesh while tummy? Rish Lakish derives this from the Pasuk B'chol Kodesh Leisiga, while Rabbi Yechanan derives this from Tumasei Mibias Mikdash Ma'alahal and Onesh Behizer, Afkan Onesh Behizer, from Gzeir Shabba comparing the laws of a tummy eating Kodesh and a tummy entering the Mikdash, teaching us that they both involve a punishment and a warning. The Gemara explains how Rish Lakish derived both warnings from the same Pasuk. Tamei Shenaga B'Kodesh Mida'afka Rachmana B'losh Negiya. We derive the prohibition against touching Kodesh since the Torah expressed the prohibition of eating with the term Negiya, touching. And Ashara La'eichel Mida'iskash Kodesh L'Mikdash. We derive the warning against eating Kodesh while Tamei from the Gzeir Shabba to one who enters the Mikdash while Tamei. Since one who touches is never liable for Karas, this Pasuk must be referring to eating. The Gemara cites a Braisa in support of Rish Lakish. B'chol Kodesh L'Siga Ashara La'eichel. This pasuk is a warning against eating kodesh because the pasuk continues vela mikdash leisalve, and we expound makash kodesh lemikdash. We compare the laws regarding food of kodesh to the laws regarding the base of mikdash. Ma mikdash davish yesh b'netilas neshama af kodesh davish yesh b'netilas neshama. Both warnings were stated regarding a matter that is liable for death. Therefore, the Gemara concludes ibn egeya netilas neshama miyika. One who touches kodesh is certainly not liable to death. Clearly, ba'achila the pasuk refers to one who eats kodesh. The Gemara cites a third warning included in this pasuk. Tamei she'achal b'sar kodesh lefnei zrika. Someone tamei ate meat of kodesh before the zrika was performed. Rish Lakish amar leike. He's liable for malchus, as the pasuk says, b'chol kodesh leisiga leishna lefnei zrika b'leishna la'achas zrika, and does not differentiate whether before or after zrika. However, Rabbi Yechon amar ein leike. He's not liable for malchus because asya tamasei tamasei v'chi kasav ahu la'achas zrika. We derive malchus from the gzeirah of referring to the karis punishment, and this is only for eating meat after zrika, as the Gemara explains in Masechtas Menachis. Hanitur l'tahayim chayavne lav mishum tumah. Only meat that is permitted to those that are tar is punishable by karis to summon tummy. However, Shlakish answers leimakra b'kodesh, my b'chol kodesh, shma menotarti. The extra word kol includes meat both before and after zrika.